Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the Mystiques West Hour. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and if you're tuning in to the Mystiques West Hour for the first time, the Mystiques West Hour is a metaphysical news magazine. Now, what that means is that we're going to talk about a lot of things that other shows might not talk about, such as UFOs, haunting, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, just about anything you could imagine that would be beyond the metaphysical or the normal realms of our society. Also, we'll be giving out free mini psychic readings a little bit later in the show. Now, today's kind of a unique day because it's our first show in 2015. And it's kind of funny because we just went through a new year, and people always make predictions or New Year's Eve resolutions, New Year's resolutions for the coming year. And hopefully it's at that time where they're able to change things and do things in their life that they've been postponing or being procrastinating about for some period of time. And they're hoping that in 2015, all those things that they hoped for are going to come to pass. Now, I, like everyone else, have made my resolutions for 2015, and I hope that this year, finally, after all the years I've been making my list of resolutions, that some of them can come true. Now, it's a funny thing because we have signified January 1st as the beginning of a new cycle in our lives, and I find that kind of humorous because at the time that we have in our world today was created by man for man to segment our work cycles and our play cycles and our life cycles so that we have some finite way of measuring days, weeks, months, hours, et cetera, so that we can schedule our lives better. But truly, in the case of the universal presence, time has no significance. In other words, you can set a New Year's resolution on June the 2nd if you wish to do so, and it'll be just as effective as any one that you would set forth on January the 1st. However, since we have adopted this cycle of time measuring, January 1st is not a bad day to pick to start out your New Year's resolutions. Now, one of the things that I found out when I was in pastoral college was a statement called "up until now." And I've used this statement probably more times since I went through my pastoral studies than any other statement in my vocabulary because it's so real. And what it means is that every single second of your life, you have an opportunity to change what's going on, what you've been doing, who you are, who you'd like to be, what kind of job you'd have. Every single aspect of your life is within your control. And it's just a matter of making up your mind, making plans, and then doing whatever it takes to complete the task and get yourself where you want to be or to accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish. So I'm not really so snake bit about it being January 7th as I am about what's in your mind. And so if you call in today, I'd like to know if you have a New Year's resolution. And also, this is the time of year where we make forecasts. Now, tonight, Wednesday, is our public seance. It starts promptly here at Mystiques West at 7 o'clock p.m. And hopefully we're going to have a good turnout. And I always take information from folks who come about what they think might happen during 2015. Now, personally, I feel very strong that 2015 is going to be a phenomenal year. I feel that the energy late in November of 2014 shifted, and it was something that it was strong enough for me that I could physically feel the difference. I started having intuitive visions that I hadn't had in many years. I had recalling instances of people that were from my past, all the way back to my earliest childhood at the age of 4 and 5 years old, people had come to mind that I hadn't thought about in 20 years. And so I think something phenomenal is going to happen, but I'd like to know what you think. If you want to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, you can call us up here at area code 646-378-0378, and I'd be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading. Now, one of the things that's very important about any planning process that you do is what we call setting an intention. Now, the intention has to be what the end product would be. Many people, when they make a New Year's resolution and intention, they come up with several different ideas of, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other. And sometimes there's so many of them that they don't have the time to focus on the one which is most important to them. And so my suggestion is that rather than make a large number of resolutions, which would be somewhat unmanageable and difficult to handle, that you only make a couple or a few resolutions that are things which are achievable. For example, if you are starting into the workforce and you like to make $1 million, perhaps suggesting that you make $1 million in 2015 might be a bit of a stretch. However, finding a career that would lead you to the opportunity to make $1 million in 2015 would not be a bad idea, with the expectation that, you know, $1 million is a lot of money and it might take you a while to get it. Now, if you're real ambitious, of course you can say, I want to make $1 million in 2015 and go for it. But, you know, you do that with some reservations, realizing that society has a lot of influence on what direction we take. Now, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we've got a couple of callers here that I'm going to go and give readings to, and then I'll be right back. First is Maurice from Detroit. How are you? Let me see here. Okay, there you go.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now, Maurice?
I can hear you now. Good.
Okay. You have
Hold on a minute. Let's not do that Verizon commercial, okay? Can you hear me now, all right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, it's okay. I gotta click the button on my end is what the problem was.
Okay. First and foremost,
but I gotta fix it now. Do you make a resolution for 2015?
Well, you know what? I look at it on my end. Let me put it like this. First and foremost, I live to see 50 years old. My birthday was last month. That's a blessing.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
And everything. Not too many people my age get to be my age. Like,
that's
the matter, but I live to see it. But listen to this. I'm gonna lay it out to you. Number one, first and foremost, my date of birth is 12/4/1964.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a baby boomer. Now here's the question I want to ask you. Number one, there's this woman. Her name was Kiwi. We used to be a couple, but I haven't been back down to the karaoke bar. It's got Burt's here in Eastern Market, here in Detroit, where I live.
Okay.
Now, I haven't been back down there as of late. But my thing, I want to ask you this. Has the girlfriend, has she stopped coming down there, or is she, when I see her, is she going to try to speak to me, or is she going to stay away from me? Number two, is there any blessing, like, say, financial money coming my way? I mean, I'm putting in for jobs, going to try to go back, make some, like, be a hole in the sign, going out here doing a 17-day pay job or whatever. Number three, relationship-wise, like some girls like Denise and some other women I know, are they going to come back in my life? And number four, are there anything else coming?
Let's talk about all this. First of all, I want to say that first and foremost, and I think you sense this probably from maybe even late October, there's been a kind of a trend and energy around you that's improving. And what that means is that things that are important to you are becoming more clearly visible, that you'll be able to see them and that you'll be able to understand them and that you'll be able to follow the right path. Now, the first person that you mentioned is someone that I think if you were to find yourself back in her presence, I think that she'd be very pleased to see you. However, I get the feeling that she might be otherwise occupied. She might be involved with someone else in some level, which might preclude her from coming back into your vibration.
Can I be honest with you?
Well, yeah.
Okay, check this out. I was fair to her. I did not mistreat that woman or nothing. But see, she did a lot of stuff. Long story short, she did a lot of dirt. But then again, so I could open my mouth and said something. But then someone said to me, you know what? Don't it's not even worth it. And
here's the thing I tell you. I think she's somewhat of an opportunist, and so that was going to be my next point, is that, you know, you might find yourself better off to pass on that one. The other thing which I would say is when I talk about relationship energy and I'm looking more at springtime, March time frame, then March and April, then, you know, today, tomorrow, whatever. I feel like new energy. And I would think that if you were to reconnect with people from the past, you might find friendships, but I don't think you're going to find a relationship. The feeling I have when I talk about relationship energy with you is new energy, people that are going to be exciting, fulfilling, all the right words that go along with it, so that, you know, you have something to look forward to, and so do they. The people in your past, I believe, are in your past for a reason. And it you know, it's sometimes a lot of fun to go back and reconnect with people from your past just to see how things have progressed in their life, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think that's going to be productive for you going forward.
Okay.
Now, when I talk about money and things like that, if you're thinking, you know, maybe I'll win the lottery or something like that.
No.
They don't often give us signs like that, but they do show an extremely, and I'm extremely is the operative word here, positive return from any type of work that you would do, anything that you would try and go out and do a job, be creative, start a business, anything like that. That seems to bring back, you know, like very, very positive results to you, so that, you know, this year is going to be a, I'm going to call it a year of completion, where you're going to tie up some loose ends. I think that when I look through the warm weather months, June, July, and August, primarily starting in May, the money picture is very stable and very solid, and I feel like a lightheartedness, as though, you know, you may feel as though you've lost a few years off your life, you know, as far as feeling younger than you are, and that generally comes about from someone who gives you a new and optimistic outlook on what your future holds. So I'd be really positive and optimistic about that, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Very quickly.
Okay. Try like this, Fraser. Try like this. This guy, his name is Matt, right? I did a lot of work for him, doing the Beer Fest or whatever and everything. My question is, okay, let me ask this. Do you think he's going to be calling me? And then, like, I also put in do this sign job, holding up the sign.
Yeah.
Again, wearing the costume, all that. I mean, like, them jobs and this particular service companies, are they going to come through? And then on top of that, I'm not trying to be funny and everything. When you're talking about relationship-wise, see, don't get me wrong. I want somebody in my life. I don't have time to be playing games now. I mean, let me look at it. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. Any woman that I date, I never – I'll put my hand on the Bible and swear to you, I never called on a female dog. I never put my hands on a woman. Never.
Right, right. Well, I understand that. And that's where you're going to be rewarded. The one thing which I'll tell you, and I feel this without any question, is no one is going to specifically call you back. In other words, you're going to have to give them a shout. But, you know, the initiative is what's going to bring you the positive results. You know, I think that if you were to call up this person, I think he would have work for you. The other thing which I would say is I see you doing something what I would call more valuable, more viable than just, you know, holding a sign somewhere. I feel more like there's a more of a solid job and something for you to look forward to in the future, okay?
Let's say a security guard job, or maybe say like a same day pay job. I mean, go out there, work some companies. I mean,
I gotta get going on here because I got other people. But
okay,
the thing I would say is anything that you're gonna do, and allow yourself. I mean, you are gonna be the person who's gonna create the momentum for your success career wise. Relationship-wise, et cetera. And so you're going to have to put your mind to that, okay?
And will you do me a favor? I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Go. I heard you talking about that thing you got going on about people. You send out energy for people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mike, put my name on your list and add me.
I sure will.
I mean, I greatly appreciate it.
All right, Maurice.
Yes,
thanks for giving us a call.
And I'll talk to you again. I'll call you again next month and let you know what happened.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Got him gone. Well, anyway, so Maurice, you just have to give me a call back another day. Anyway, I also have, I believe the name is Lee from Dearborn Heights. Lee, I got to click on the button there. Come on, Raymond, wake up. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I've fallen asleep at the switch here. It must be an age thing or something. Do you have a question for me today?
Well, I'm wondering about my job situation and and where obviously the money is coming from, but also I do have a love interest overseas, and I kind of want to know where that's going. So.
Okay, well, let's talk about the job thing first. And you know, it's a funny thing. I feel like your perception of your job situation is much more fragile than what it really is. I don't, you know, if you were to say, am I going to lose my job, I'd say I don't think so, not unless you wish to, meaning that you're in control of it. But I also kind of, they're showing me a flat line that goes out all the way through, you know, the first part of May, meaning that probably whatever you're doing, both career-wise, work-wise, as well as financially, is something that is going to stay the same, which is not bad. Now, I will say this, not so much this month in the month of January, but if you were to make a change, a voluntary change during February or beyond in a career, you'd probably find yourself in an enjoyable position. Now, that means that you'd be able to, you know, do things that you want to do and maybe in a different environment. I don't know that you would be better off immediately financially, but it might put you in a better career position. So I'm going to say I don't think that when I talk about job that anything is going to change for a while. You working right now?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, here's the thing I'll tell you that, you know, if you've been sending out resumes and no one's calling you back, you've been dropping off resumes, no one's calling you back, you need to get on the horn and start taking initiative on it. Because the feeling I had when I touched into the job scene was provided that you do nothing, you know, things are going to stay the same. Now, I mentioned that after the 1st of February, things tend to turn positive if you wish to make a change. And that would mean to me that it appeared to me that something that you're going to do this month is going to bring a positive result next month, putting you in a position where you'll be better off, you know, you'll be making money and you'll be doing something that you like to do with a long-term career opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I would also, if you've had interviews with people from resumes that you've sent out, this would be the month that I would follow up on those, because I really think that after the 1st of February or thereabouts, there's going to be a positive change for you. But it, the key ingredient here is, again, it's going to be at your initiative. You're going to be the person that's going to have to, you know, light that fire and get it going. And I think if you do that, then I, you know, I'm going to say I think you're going to be pretty pleased with what the results are. Okay, and I would make sure that when you're putting in applications and things like that, that you're putting in things that where, you know, you're going to be doing something that you want to do. That seems to be the big thing about it, okay, is that, you know, you're not just taking a job to get money, that you're taking a job that is doing something that you want to do. But the only thing I would say, don't be too picky, you know, because sometimes the people come and say, I can't find a job, and I'm saying, well, you know, where are you looking? You know, I can put you on Monster.com, which has over 1 million jobs, or Channel 2 here in Detroit.com, where they have over 1 million jobs. You want to work, you can work. But, you know, I think in your particular case, you know, you'd be able to find a job that would be, you know, good for you to do, enjoyable for you to do, and that you'd have a talent at. What kind of work do you do?
I've been in accounting and payroll and stuff in the past, so.
Okay. Well, you know, this is an accounting time of the year, you know. Call H&R Block or somebody in, you know, or Nationwide or whatever the tax people are, and you get yourself a job and make some good money. So, mm-hmm. Now, you talked about love interests overseas, and, you know, it's kind of a funny thing, because as I look at the energy I feel from you going towards this person, a great deal of energy on your part as it gets closer to the individual. It's a very bright, dark energy here, leaving your heart and your mind, you know, as far as, you know, what your potential with this person is. But as it gets closer and closer to them, it becomes, you know, weaker and more transparent, meaning that, you know, they may not share the same level of interest that you have right now. Now, that's not necessarily the worst thing in the world because, you know, no relationships generally start on exactly the same level. One person is at one position and another person is at another position. But in your particular case, I'm not getting a strong feeling necessarily that there's going to be a reciprocation from that person as far as, you know, your love energy goes. And then now all that means is that if you're comfortable with what you have, then you're probably going to be comfortable. If you're looking for it to progress, certainly I'm going to say I don't believe that's going to happen until you're back together again. And Spirit added on a permanent basis, meaning that, you know, the person's not going to go away overseas for a long period of time, or you're not going to be away from them, because the relationship seems to foster based on the strength of, you know, who you are and what you are in relationship to each other. You know, mm-hmm. So is this a person that you actually had a love relationship with, or just somebody that you're speaking with?
No, I've met him several times, and yeah, has a love relationship.
Okay, all right. Well, here's the thing I'll tell you. I would continue to be yourself, meaning that don't overemphasize or underemphasize your feelings and be completely honest. You know, mm-hmm. most relationships out there today, and I've been a counselor for over 40 years, are based on, you know, inaccurate information. There's very few relationships that I am caused to deal with, and of course I don't, you know, cover the whole universe here, but the very few relationships that are truly honest, where people say what's on their mind and what they feel, you know, and they can do so because it's a cooperative arrangement where their partner is just as much involved as they are, mm-hmm. and just as much interested in their happiness as they are. The ones where they get into a lot of trouble is where people try and force a relationship and make something happen that isn't really there. And unfortunately, those are the ones which eventually they end up sitting across the table from me and trying to figure out a way to make it work or to make it better for them. So that's kind of the, you know, the situation I see here is I feel much more comfortable with the two of you being together than I do being separated. And I think that the relationship would have a much stronger opportunity of developing and growing, et cetera, if the two of you were together rather than being apart. So that's kind of my my way of thinking about it anyway. So any other questions?
No, I think that's it. Thank you, though.
Okay, did you make any New Year's resolutions this year?
Always to lose weight.
You and me both, kiddo. Let's hope that this is the year we can pull it off, okay?
Yep. All right.
All right. Thanks for giving us a call.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you're listening to the Mystique's West Hour here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. If you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, you can give us a call here at the radio show at it's a funny thing, I lost my paper too. Boy, this is a clumsy day today. 646-378-0378. Apologize for that. It's 646-378-0378. Okay. Anyway, I want to talk about a couple of things. First of all, January 22nd, we'll be beginning another mediumship and psychic development class right here at Mystique's West in Westland, Michigan. That's at 36356 Ford Road in Westland. It's halfway between Wayne and Newburgh Road. This is a class. It's 4 weeks long. It's $100 for the whole course. I provide all the materials that you need, and I'll teach you everything that I have learned in over 40 years of being a professional clairvoyant. It's a class where you can find out what levels of mediumship you have, because there are more than 20 basic levels of spirit mediumship, and also learn how to develop it so that it's something that you can use to help yourself or to help other people. Now, that's at the Mystique's West Metaphysical Center at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. If you'd like more information about the class, you can give me a call at our toll-free number at 888-367-8653. That's 888-4-TOLD, F-O-R-T-O-L-D, or locally at area code 734-729-8019. That's 734-729-8019. And I'll give you all the information I can about our Mystiques West Mediumship and Psychic Development class, which is going to begin January 22nd, 2015 at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, normally we run from 7 until 9, sometimes a little bit longer depending on how many people we have in the class, but it's a fun-filled class. And one of the important things is that once you've taken the class and paid for it, you can come every time I hold the class again at no additional charge. So that's kind of give you an opportunity to continue to update yourself and get new information. I try and deliver all the information I can every class, but I've been teaching a class for over 30 years, and sometimes things, depending on how the class goes, sometimes things don't get included in every class, and give you a chance to come back and practice and brush up and catch on more information that you might receive from your fellow students. So it's a fun time, and we'd enjoy to having you come and join us. And, of course, if you have any questions, just give us a call at Mystiques West at 734-729-8019. Now, some of you who know me out there know that I am an athletic sort. I still play hockey with my sons, even though I'm 69 years old, and the league that they play in is an over 30 league. Have a lot of fun doing that. And, of course, being a little bit older, I can't catch everyone anymore. I can still catch some of them. But one of the reasons I'm able to do that is because I'm an active chiropractic patient, and I have been for more than 40 years. During these 40 years, I've participated in full contact karate, softball, hockey, just about anything you could imagine. And the one thing that's kept me going is regular chiropractic care. Now, over the 40 years, because of moving around, I've had a number of different doctors work for me. But recently, one of the fellows who's in one of our plays, who's in one of our theater groups with me, Dr. Terry Vivian, began treating me. And I want to tell you, I've been to a lot of chiropractors in my time, but nobody gives an adjustment or a treatment like Terry Vivian. And I would suggest that if you are in the Detroit area, he's located at 28182 Schoolcraft in Livonia. That's 28182 Schoolcraft in Livonia. His name is Terry Viviani, V-I-V-I-A-N-I, Terry Viviani, at 28182 Schoolcraft in Livonia. You can give him a call at 734-513-0140. Now, that number again, 734-513-0140. And tell him you're a friend of mine. Tell him you heard about us on the Mystiques West Hour. And schedule yourself for an appointment. I promise you, if you've gone to other chiropractors, if you've never seen a chiropractor, Terry is a guy that will give you the kind of adjustment that will get you back in speed with your life cycle and the things that you like to do. He'll help you with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, any type of body pain. And his treatment is more thorough than any other chiropractor that I've ever been to in 45 years or so of being a regular chiropractic patient. So give Terry a call, Terry Viviani. His address is 28182 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Phone number 734-513-0140. Or you can give me a call at Mystiques West, and I'll be happy to give you the information. Now, some of you may also know that I belong to a theater group. Actually, the group that I'm most closely involved in is called the Still Got It Players. We are hosting a play called The Geezer Game at the Inspire Theater in Westland, Michigan. Now, The Geezer Game is a show that we did originally at the Village Theater in Canton, and it got rave reviews. It's a hysterically funny play about a bunch of old guys that want to play football. And I won't tell you more than that because you got to come and see it to appreciate it. But we were actually invited to go to New York, where we went to New York and did the play off Broadway. Had a wonderful time doing that. The people that came and saw the play, you know, marveled at it, said it was a very, very good play. Well, now we're bringing the Geezer Game to you. The Inspire Theater is at 5767 Executive Drive in Westland. Now, that's one block, one street east of Hicks, H-I-X Road, in Westland, which is just west of Newburgh, but between Newburgh and I-275. It'll be on the north side of the street. And the play begins on March 19th. Now, we have two Thursday matinees at 1 o'clock on the 19th and the 26th. Then on Friday night, Friday and Saturday night, the play is at 7 o'clock on the 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. And then on Sundays, the afternoon matinee is at 2 o'clock. Now, this is a really, really funny play. If you have somebody that's a sports enthusiast, they'll really have an appreciation for it. If you have somebody that's a life enthusiast, somebody who just gets a kick out of the way people are and things like that, they'll love it as well. If you need information about tickets, you can give the Inspire Theater in Westland a call at 734-751-7057. That's 734-751-7057, and they'll have all the ticket information for you. Or you can call me here at Mystiques West, and I'll be able to give you the information. It's a funny, funny play, and we'd certainly like to have you come out and join us at the Inspire Theater in March. Again, if you'd like to get in call for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call here at 646-378-0378, and we'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading. Now, we talked a little bit earlier about New Year's resolutions and things like that. Inspiration is something that many times can come from other people. It can come from within ourselves, or it can be caused by special events and things that have come into our lives that we didn't anticipate would be coming around. Now, that's kind of an interesting statement, because many times when we set intentions for ourselves, we kind of hope that they're going to manifest and become reality and all that, but sometimes it doesn't work out exactly the way that we had hoped that it would. But inspiration can still come from events and things that are going on that may be completely unrelated to the intention or the prophecy that you set for yourself. That's simply enough that, you know, when good things happen, they usually happen in bunches. And, of course, you know, when you're trying to make something happen in your life, you have to recognize that sometimes things come to you in stages. Now, one of the things that we use in our family is positive affirmations. I believe that there's several different kinds of energy in our universe, but positive and negative are the most likely ones that we have to face. I think that if you instill a positive energy, a positive influence into your life, if you use positive affirmations, then the chance of something positive happening in your world are much greater. Concurrently, I think if you follow a negative path, if you instill negative thoughts and ideas into your life, then negative things are going to happen in your world as well. So what we want to do as we go into 2015 here is we want to set intentions for ourselves that are achievable, and then we want to use positive affirmations to make those intentions become reality. And that means that when you think about something that you hope to achieve or something that you hope to accomplish, that all your thoughts about it are only positive, that you don't allow any negative energies, any negative possibilities to enter into your mind, and that all your hopes and wishes are based on positive influences. Now, how do you do that? Well, you could set a timeline. Like sometimes people use a series of numbers. For example, every day at 1:11, I'm going to say a positive affirmation. Or every day at 1:11, 2:22, 3:33, I'm going to say a positive affirmation. But you do that because it sets up a positive vibration. And if you say it out loud, you know, people have said for many decades, many generations, many centuries, I guess, that thought is the language of spirit, that all you really have to do is think about something, and spirit will hear it and understand it and manifest it. And I don't question that at all. However, we were given five senses to use in this environment, and so it's not unusual for me to think that by using more than one form of expression, i.e., sound and vibration and thought, that you're going to be able to have a more positive impact on spirit, that they might be able to hear you a little easily, a little bit more clearly as you say your positive affirmations. So I suggest that you take the time to sit in the quiet, get yourself comfortable and relaxed, shut off your cell phone so you're not thinking that it's going to ring, and then you say your affirmation. And you say it in a very positive way, and as the negative doubts of society and things come into your influence, you don't allow those things to happen. You don't allow them to manifest within your mind. You maintain only the positive ideas and the positive thoughts that come with the positive affirmation. Now, how long does it take to have an affirmation come true? Well, one of the things that I've found by sending my affirmations out is that spirit truly hears me. It's a funny thing. All my life as a devoted Christian, I used to pray, and I wondered if God heard me. I wondered if the angels heard my prayers and, you know, if I was going to get a response. But as a spiritual person, when I set my affirmations into the ethers, I know that they hear me because they give me an acknowledgement. They either communicate back with me verbally so that I can hear them in my heart and my mind, or they give me a physical sign, which is unquestionably proof that they got my message. So now when I pray or when I say my affirmations, I jokingly say, don't act like you don't hear me, because I know that they do. So as we go through this year, your New Year's resolutions will fade rather quickly from the screen. I think that generally, I think they said by February 15th, most people have given up on their New Year's resolutions. And, of course, that's not a very long period of time. However, throughout the year, other things will come into your mind and into play that are going to be very important for you. And it's these things that you should have a positive inspiration about and which you should use positive affirmations to help fulfill what it is that you wish to accomplish. Now, is it okay to ask your spirit guides to intervene and help out? Absolutely. That's what they're there for. If you prefer your guardian angels, but they are still spirit guides. It's okay to ask them to help you out, to put you in the right place at the right time, to have things manifest for you in the way that they're supposed to, and they will. Now, that's a vote from a guy that's been doing this for over 40 years, and I'm 100% confident that when I set my affirmations into the ethers, that spirit is hearing me, and that if it is time, if it's my time to have those things manifest, I will. Now, Vince Lombardi, the great coach of the Green Bay Packers, used to say that if you're doing the right things and nothing's happening, keep doing it. It's not time. So the fact that maybe you don't get a manifestation of your wishes at the very first prayer does not mean that it's not going to happen. It just means that it's not going to happen now, and you have to keep up the positive affirmations. And so that's kind of my thought for the day, is that this is a very good time to set intentions for yourself. In fact, each day, remembering that up until now is a good statement, each day is a good day to set new intentions, and the positive affirmations, working with your spirit guides, et cetera, are what's going to bring those positive affirmations into reality so that they become part of your life. So you're listening to the Mystique's West Hour here on the Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and we are a metaphysical news magazine. It means we're going to talk about things that a lot of other radio shows won't talk about. And we do offer free mini psychic readings. So if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, give us a call at 646-378-0378, and I'll be happy to give you a free psychic reading. Also, if there's any information that you'd like to have, like to give regarding some New Year's resolution that you've made for yourself, we'd like to hear about that too. Along that same line, today is Wednesday. It's the night of our public seances. And usually the first public seance of the year, which is just tonight, we ask people what their ideas about what 2015 might bring, either personally, locally, or globally, as far as predictions for the year 2015, and then we're going to put those on our website for you. You can reach our website at mystiqueswest.net. Now, we used to be mystiqueswest.com, but somebody stole that from us, and I don't have an opportunity to get it back until July. So in the meantime, we're mystiqueswest.net, and you can look us up, and all the information that we have about our store is on there as far as our hours, and there's a great deal of information under the events area, and so it's a fun website, mystiqueswest.net. Look us up. There's a great deal of information on there for you. And I would like to say that in addition to our public seances that we have on Wednesday, Monday night, one of our workers, Roger Little, conducts a metaphysical discussion forum. Now, this is a class where the students actually are as much the teachers as Roger is. And Roger has a lifetime of metaphysical experience that he brings to the class. And you get to talk about anything that's on your mind. If you have actually some metaphysical experiences you'd like to share, the class will, you know, hear and comment and offer their own ideas and things as well. And, of course, that's a very positive thing for you because it's a chance for you to learn. And we'd encourage you all to, you know, come and join us on Monday with Roger's class. It's a fun class, lots of laughs. And Roger is quite an inventor as well, and so sometimes they make pyramids or they make electronic devices or whatever, and it's a fun class to be in. Monday night at 7 o'clock, the cost of that class is only $5. Now, on Friday nights at 7:30, Tony O'Kerlick leads a guided meditation class here at Mystiques West. Tony, like Roger, has been with me so long, I can't remember when either one of them started with me, but she's been leading this meditation class here almost as long as I can remember, and she has a very good following. And we'd encourage you to come out and learn how to meditate. The meditation is going to be something which will help you develop your spirituality and your spiritual understanding. And it's a fun class to be in. And again, of course, there's a lot of folks in there that, you know, everybody gets to exchange ideas and intentions and things like that. And so it's a chance, again, for you to learn, to be around spiritual, like-thinking people who are going to bring positive energy to you and to bring you an opportunity to cleanse your thought and your mind of any negative energies or negative feelings that you have that may have come about through your life and social work, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a fun time. Friday nights at 7:30, guided meditation with Tony O'Kerlick. Now, again, if you'd like to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, just give us a call here at Mystiques West. It'll be at 646-378-0378, and that's actually Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. 646-378-0378, and we'll get you in for a free mini psychic reading. I do want to remind you once again that on January 22nd, I will be conducting a mediumship and psychic development class starting here at Mystiques West at 7 o'clock p.m. It's a four-week class which will encumber everything that I've learned about spirit mediumship over the last 40 years. All the materials are provided. The class is $100 for all 4 weeks. And then once you've been through the class, you get to come back every time I have the class at no charge. And that gives you a chance to practice. It gives you a chance to interchange with other students in the class. And I find that I learn as much from new students coming in who have had training in other forms of understanding that I do from reading in a lot of cases, because many of the people that come and take this class I highly experience. So there are going to be people that will help you grow and prosper as a spiritual person as well. And so we'd ask you to, you know, mark your calendars and come and join us January 22nd. That's a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You can pay by week if you wish to, or you can pay all up front when you come in. We'd be happy to have you in the mediumship and psychic development class. Now, one of the things that I always get asked about is people who have spirits in their home. And many times the questions arise, you know, how do I get rid of the spirit? Who is the spirit? How am I going to deal with it, et cetera, et cetera? And it's an interesting path that we follow because the spirit world is beyond a very thin veil between the physical world and the spiritual world. And the spirit world is very able and capable of communicating with those of us in the physical world. Now, there's a lot of reasons why spirits stay around the physical world. You'd think, well, why are they here, you know, if they're dead and they've had an opportunity to return to the afterlife? Well, in many cases, spirits have reasons why they are here. Sometimes a very sudden death will cause a physical body to die, where the spirit has not had the consciousness to recognize that they've actually faced a death cycle and it's time for them to go home. Other people are very possessed of the physical environment and they choose not to go home. They're just going to stay here. We find that in a lot of homes where perhaps a person who originally owned the home actually built the home and they've got body and soul stuck into the home and they're not leaving it for any reason whatsoever. The other thing which we find, and which is very, very common, is when we have people who have relatives that have passed away. When we are in the physical world here, we are subject to social influences, meaning that people in our society can cause us to be a certain way or to think certain things. The spirit world is a perfect existence. Negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative energies do not exist there, like they do here. So when a spirit is in the spiritual world preparing to come into the physical form, they cannot be there and plan to be, you know, a mean person, an obnoxious person, a brutal person, or whatever. It's society or the environment in which they choose to come into that causes them to make choices which are often harmful to the people around them. When it's time for them to go home, they get into the spirit world and they recognize all the people that their behavior has harmed while they were here. And so they want to come back and they want to make sure that everybody who is truly important to them knows that they're sorry, very humbly approaching, and that they want to make things better. So many times when we find spirits in the home, they're spirits of deceased family members who wish to atone for behavior that might have been unsavory while they were in the physical form. And next, it's also the person who is deeply in love with their family that refuses to leave the family under any circumstances. And so they tend to hang out. Now, with the people who have owned the home or people who have died suddenly, sometimes children don't recognize the consciousness of life or death, and they don't know that they're supposed to go home, etc. Those people can usually be guided to return to their spiritual existence. However, family members, they tend to want to hang out. We, as I mentioned early on in the show, we have created time for our own convenience so that we can measure the length of a day, an hour, a week, a month, whatever. In the spirit world, there is no time. And what we consider to be a long lifetime here is merely a snap of the fingers in the spirit world. And so many times spirits that are there will choose to hang out for a while, watch their grandchildren grow, their great-grandchildren grow, to help someone deal with adversities in their life, etc., before they elect to go home. Now, that's a wonderful tribute and a wonderful ability. However, sometimes they overstretch their, their proprieties, and they become involved in our physical world, and if we're not used to them being around us in spirit, it can sometimes be unsettling. So it isn't unusual for you to have spirits in your home, but one of the things that you have to remember is that we as physical beings are what's called incarnate spirits. We are spirit within a physical body. An incarnate spirit always has dominion over a discarnate spirit. That's a spirit without a physical body. So when you tell them to leave, they will have to leave. They may resist, such as a person who owns the home, or a child who may not know what's happening, but they ultimately will leave. Family, sometimes they won't leave. You have to put up with them, and you know they can hear you. So if you set up criteria such as don't open my cupboards and you know, stop doing the dishes or whatever, I know no one would ever say that, but it is something where you know they continue to hang around, and you know they can make life funny, they can make life uncomfortable, they can make life miserable sometimes. But you are always in charge. You're the person that's going to give them the opportunity to stay in your home or to leave. Now, many people ask, is it possible that it's an evil spirit? Well, I don't have the word evil in my vocabulary as far as the spirit goes. Again, believing that spirits here are influenced negatively by the society that surrounds them and the environment in which they're born into. Also, we're mass-producing human beings faster than they're making Ford Mustangs at the Rouge plant, and so it's not unusual for us to occasionally get one where things didn't work out exactly the way that they wanted to, and they have a physical malady that would cause them to be, you know, improprietous in our social world. So it's one of those things where, you know, you're in charge. If you have any questions about it, there's a lot of information to get on our website at mystiqueswest.net. You can check that out and get the information there. Or just give us a call here at Mystiques West at 888-367-8653 or locally at 734-729-8019. Now, if you're out there listening, and I know that this is a worldwide broadcast, so I speak mainly to the people in the continental United States. We do get callers here at Mystiques from all over the world. Our readers are very, very experienced. They are very talented. And if you'd like to give us a call to get a phone reading, you can call us on our toll-free number at 888-367-8653. If you're long distance, or locally at 734-729-8019. Now, our readings are based on time. We have a 15-minute reading, which is $30, a half-hour reading, which is $60, and an hour reading, which is $100. If you call us on the phone, we simply add a $5 charge to that. So a 15-minute phone reading would be $35, a half-hour phone reading would be $65, and an hour reading would be $105. And we'd love to help you. Tapping into spiritual energy is not a difficult thing. There's only one of you in the whole universe. It's like a universal fingerprint. And all we do is find that fingerprint, and then we can tell you the events and circumstances that might be existing in your life, how you're going to deal with them, and how you can anticipate some of the things that are coming up in your future. So it is something which, you know, we'd love you to tell your friends about us. We'd certainly love to have you like us on Facebook. We've got a nice Facebook page, which I try and update periodically. And, of course, our website is something which has a great deal of information. We're constantly adding more information to it. Now, we're getting a little bit short on time, so if there's anybody out there that would like a free mini psychic reading, give us a call at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378, and I'll try and squeeze a mini psychic reading in for you. Before I go further, I want to talk about my friend Terry Viviani, who is a chiropractor. He's located here in Livonia, Michigan, at 28182 Schoolcraft in Livonia. He's a tremendous chiropractic doctor. He is the most thorough of anybody I've ever been to in more than 40 years of chiropractic treatments, and he'd be happy to help you. You can give him a call and get more information at 734-513-0140. That's 734-513-0140. And he can tell you the information about that you need to make an appointment, come in and see him. If you're having any kind of health problems at all, I always recommend chiropractic first, because as far as surgery and things like that go, you can always do that later. if the chiropractic doesn't work. But I'm going to suggest to you, having been a chiropractic patient for over 30 years, 40 years actually, chiropractic works, and it isn't anything to be afraid of. The consciousness of, you know, they're just a bunch of people who don't know very much. Well, chiropractors go through as much medical training as a regular MD does, and when you get a guy like Terry Viviani, who is an excellent chiropractic doctor, he's somebody that, you know, you certainly want to take time to, you know, go and see and talk to him about what's wrong with you, because he can sure offer some help for you. I do want to remind you that, you know, we are having our public seance tonight, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock here at Mystiques West at 36356 Ford Road in Westland. Our seance starts promptly at 7 o'clock, so we'd enjoy having you come in. The thing about tonight that's going to be unique is we're going to look for predictions for 2015, things which people might perceive might come to pass in the coming year. And, of course, if you're a person who likes to speak with departed relatives, our public seance is the way to do it. I might also add that I am a published author. I have a number of books which you can order online. We're out of stock here in the store at the moment, but if you look under Ray Frazier on either Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, any of the major booksellers, you'll find my books there. They are metaphysical suspense thrillers, and they're filled with all kinds of interesting information, most of which actually comes from my experience in spiritual encounters. Now, the books are novels. There is some truth in what is written within the covers of the books. However, they're not factual experiences. And it's kind of interesting because I get a lot of people who ask me, is this a true story? Is this a true story? And the books are fun. They'll have characters that you can identify with. And I think you're going to find that if you pick them up, the first one is entitled A Change Called Death. The last one is entitled Featherless Wings, and I have more which would be coming up in hopefully in 2015. We'd love to have you pick them up and read them and then share them with your friends. Let your friends read them as well, because I think you'll find that the information in them is something which will be enjoyable and good for you. Next month, we're going to have a special guest on the show. Hopefully, I can get maybe more than one. And remember that, you know, that we're going to be speaking with a lady who owns the Renora campgrounds out near Water Valette. She's getting ready for her spring and summer gatherings out there. And it's a great, beautiful park, good place to be. You've got all kinds of accommodations and things. We'd love to have you, listen into that show, because it'll be something which, you know, you'll not only learn something, but you'll also have an opportunity to participate in some very helpful, healthful seminars that they have at the Renora campgrounds. Also, if you'd like to make an appointment for a reading, give us a call here at Mystiques West at 734-729-8019, and myself, Roger, Lee, or Michelle, we'll be able to schedule an appointment for you and have you come in at a time that's convenient for you. We do want you to tell your friends about the Mystiques West Hour, because we want to have our audience continue to grow, and it grows through you. You spread the word, you like us on Facebook, you tell people about us, and it goes more and more and more each show, and we love having you listening in. You can also listen to us on the archives at blogtalkradio.com. Just click on the Mystiques West Hour, and you can get all the information that you need. So that's our story for today. We'd love to have you tune in again with us next month. Also, tell all your friends about us so they can tune into us as well, because we want to be the fastest-growing radio show on the fastest-growing radio station online, Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. Thanks for listening this month, and we'll talk to you again in February.